West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Carrollton City Council on Thursday adopting a new downtown master plan, providing a number of options for a number of issues raised by local residents, members of the local business community, civic organizations, and key stakeholders over the last couple of years.
I think the value of having kind of a vision and a strategic plan for how we move forward has been beneficial for downtown thus far, but we're to a point where I guess arrived, so to speak, and we want to make sure that our steps forward are creating sustainable growth, but also retaining that downtown Carrollton kind of unique character that we've got and that everybody loves.
Erica Studdard is the City of Carrollton's Community Development Director.
We tried to take all of the public input and drill down to six top issues. Some of those include housing and mixed-use infill. In other words, how do we put more residential density along with commercial into a fixed space? Another one would be walkability and pedestrian improvements and streetscape. Parking improvements, not necessarily the lack of spaces, but, you know, more about wayfinding and accessibility of our existing spaces. Somebody kidded at one of our meetings that our parking was Carrollton's best-kept secret.
Studdard says the parking areas do exist, but city officials are discussing how to lead visitors to the available spots where they can leave their vehicles and then spend significant time in the downtown area without having to move.
Another one was the square, and address the configuration and the traffic issues in the square. We started with what do you want to see, and then what's your goal? Is your goal to move cars? Is your goal to move people? They worked through three or four different scenarios. Some of them included really significant changes to the square, and then some were tweaks. Ultimately, we can't recreate a square like Noonan has based off of the landmass that we're working with. We just don't have enough room.
The new master plan also suggests a roundabout as one option to keep traffic moving on the square.
I think ultimately the roundabout is beneficial if you're trying to move cars quickly through the square, but it may not necessarily be the best fit if pedestrians really are your focus and walkability is your focus. We talked a lot about downtown parks and green space and how we can utilize our existing green spaces. Things like the AMP, where, you know, we have programming throughout the year, like concerts and movies that we put on, but how might those spaces be activated in downtimes where they're used all the time and not just when we're actually doing a program there?
Studdard says Carrollton's new downtown master plan should be available to the public via the city website by Monday. By a vote of 116-42, the Georgia House of Representatives passing House Bill 1487 on Thursday, a bill that would provide the mayor of Villarica the power to appoint and remove the city manager. The bill, sponsored by local legislators, including District 71 State Rep. Jay Collins, also provides for city council the power to override such actions with a supermajority vote. The bill seems to be receiving much public support through WLBB media channels and other social media sites. However, we have seen some criticism and did receive one opinion from a Villarica taxpayer who expressed that altering the balance of power in this manner could have far-reaching implications for the residents of Villarica. That entire opinion piece is posted to the Newstalk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. House Bill 1487 now awaits approval from the state Senate. Final day of the 2024 legislative session is next week. Bond has been denied for a Bremen man who earlier this week, Harrelson County deputies say, threatened to kill them while stabbing a knife into the wall of a residence he was being evicted. The property's manager called on deputies to help remove 36-year-old Nelson Adam Culver, who had been notified of his eviction the prior week but refused to leave the home on Kimberly Lane. Outside the home, Harrelson County Sheriff's Office Sergeant Taylor called out Sheriff's Office through a window without a window pane, and Culver came towards the window and the doorway, screaming and threatening to kill the deputies on the scene. Deputies continued to give commands to Culver, who continued to scream at deputies. At one point, he picked up a knife and then stabbed the wall close to the doorway several times while telling deputies to leave him alone and that he would kill them. Culver eventually exited the home and moved forward toward deputies with a different knife in his hand, ignoring verbal commands to step back. At that time, Deputy Ivy deployed her taser and struck Culver. Culver was taken into custody and was transported to the hospital to be medically cleared and then transported to the Harrelson County Sheriff's Office. The City of Temple today at 5 o'clock hosting a dedication ceremony to rename the city's public safety building on 184 Carrollton Street in honor of former police chief J.M. Rutledge.
He became an officer in 52 and then became chief in 54. Those early years up into the 60s, it's reported that he was the lone policeman for the City of Temple. In fact, he would work at night as our policeman on duty, and then during the daytime, we would not have a police officer on duty most instances. He was a Lone Ranger during those years.
Temple Mayor Michael Johnson says Rutledge served Temple until 1982.
In the 60s, at some point, other personnel was added. I wasn't around to witness those things in those days, but the stories are many regarding his ability to police and to keep things in order here in the city of Temple.
Johnson says the police department is preparing a collage featuring images of Rutledge that will be on display during the dedication. The Community Foundation of West Georgia this week announcing the renaming of the Church Improvement Grant. In honor of a woman, they say her generosity and heart to serve significantly impacted so many in our community. Community Foundation President Kim Jones says the fund will now be referred to as the Lurline V. Holland Church Improvement Grant.
The fund was originally set up by an anonymous donor several years ago, and originally it was to be named for Miss Holland. However, her wishes were that her name not be attached to the fund until she had passed. She recently passed away, so that's why the fund is being renamed. But Miss Holland was just a very gracious, generous soul in our community, and she also was very involved in her community, and her faith was very important to her. And so the donor wanted to recognize her life and her contributions to our community.
Jones says grant applications for the Lurline V. Holland Church Improvement Grant are open now. Access the application online at cfwg.net.
The money can go only to predominantly African-American churches in Carroll County only. And the other aspects of it is the funds can only be spent for capital improvement. So we don't buy pews and chairs and those type of things, but these funds can be used and have been used for the last 5 or 6 years to repair water damage or maybe a ramp or handicap accessibility in bathrooms and that kind of thing. So it's really more of an infrastructure. And the donor was concerned that as church congregations, the size declined, and also as they got older, there would not be funds to maintain this historical churches in our community.
Past grant recipients include Antioch Baptist Church in the Clem community, the First Baptist Church of Bowden, Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church, and the Westside Full Gospel Baptist Church. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the Newstalk1330.com website, and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the Newstalk 1330 FM 106.3 newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.